You rode the
hat. Oh, I forgot to include that in this. I had the worst. God. I just did a so Bennington show on XM does this thing every year where they interview comedians and ask them for their prediction for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the gym and I was on the fucking ellipti, killing it, dude. It was a tough ellipti today.
Yeah, would you have the incline on?
No, don't worry about it. I don't know, fucking 10, you had it on decline, 10, whatever it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in my head, I was playing through what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because I know it's like a 10-second fucking clip of just my prediction and
mm-hmm.
maybe something funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you're corny enough to try to be funny with yeah. an interview of comics like fucking like Jim Norton and all these major yeah, comics. Yeah, yeah. And then I come on and I try to be funny, which is ridiculous that I was thinking this. But I was in my head, I was going over what I was going to say. I'd be like, fucking sick. And then he called me as soon as I got off the fucking elliptical. And he was like, all right, so basically you just... Who's going to win? What's the score? And why are they going to win?
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, we're going to record this. We'll air it. Go ahead. And I was like, first off, let me tell you something about... It was the worst fucking thing. I was like, Tom Brady is a MAGA hat wearing fucking white supremacist, and I love it. But I'm going with the Eagles.
Oh,
and then there was
just
also,
dabbing down.
There was also a part of me... I sucked so bad. There was a part of me in my head that was like... My friends from home are going to hear this, and me all of a sudden being like a diehard Eagle fan, they're going to be like, you never gave a fuck about the Eagles.
Who were you rooting for in the NFL?
I didn't really care.
You were above that.
I used to love the Bucks when I was young.
So you were a Bucks man?
Yeah.
So you were always just like NFL.
The only thing I cared about was college football.
Wow.
Ever.
So is the NFL for white trash?
Yeah, I would say that, but then again, I think about the SEC. And
you're a fucking elitist, dude.
Where I'm from is all
you're a Satanist.
White trash college football fans.
Really? Well, oh, yeah, you guys are the middle.
Yeah, we're between Steelers and Eagles. We're closest to the Ravens. But anyway,
sense.
In this phone call, I was like, my friend's going to hear this and call me a fucking bitch. So I was like, I'm in Philadelphia, so I wouldn't even be like, I like the Eagles.
Oh, that's so funny.
So my phone call was like, I was like, Tom Brady, we all know he's a MAGA hat wearing fucking white supremacist. I love it. I'm going Eagles 27, Pats 24.
That's the official.
Yeah, and I was like, and because the D-line for the Eagles is going to fucking stick a tiki torch up that guy's butt.
You said butt?
So fucking bad, dude.
As
soon as I hung up, I was like, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck was that?
See, the whole thing, I was like, that's not that bad. When you hear
yeah, the guy's butt is how it ends.
Saying butt? Or
well,
like...
I mean, I said butt to be funny. Because it is funny to be like... We're going to get that guy's butt.
That's
but as
funny.
Soon as I got done, I was like, I'm trying to be funny in an interview that's going to include really good comics.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come off like a fucking dumb shit. So like the whole walk back from the gym, I was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
I got to calm back, dude.
It's going to come out.
No one ever is going to hear it. No one's ever going to hear
still
it. But,
so
oh,
funny.
My God,
that's
dude.
So fucking funny.
It was the corniest.
That's weird to think about people being in your head while you're talking. I've done that before where I've just been like, doing something or saying something, and then I'll be like, what would this person say about this? And I'm like, oh, God. And then
it's
like,
always my friend Jared.
How many people are in your head at once? You're like, what would my mom say about this?
It's, dude, every single time, it's my friend Jared.
Yeah? What was he going to get you with?
Like, one time, we were driving on the way home from a friend's house, and there was a cop pulling someone over, and the kid behind me in the car yelled, fucking bacon, at the cop. He's like, fucking bacon. And the cop got in his car and pulled
yeah,
us over.
Of course.
And he walks up to my window and was like, it came from this side. And he was like, get out of the car. So I get out of the car and I'm standing there talking to him. And he's like, I know it came from that side. So it was you.
Yeah.
And I was like, it wasn't me. And he was like, well, then who was it? And in my head, I was like, you can't be a snitch, dude. You'll get made fun of forever for being a snitch. So I looked at the cop and I was like, well, it came from my side, and it wasn't me.
Yeah,
and he was like, oh, okay.
Do some detective work.
He just went back and arrested that kid.
He got arrested for that?
He got fucking a ticket for, I forget what it was. He had to go to court. Yeah, real fucking hard.
Disorderly conduct, maybe?
I forget. Maybe interrupting a fucking investigation.
Shit.
But, yeah, he had to go to court for it.
It's a good thing you fucking...
Anyway, in my head, I was like, you can't be a snitch, dude. Jared's going to call you a snitch forever if you snitch
funny.
Right now. So I was like, it wasn't me.
There was a time in high school, everyone was like drinking and smoking weed at this baseball field, and the cops came, and everyone could have ran away, but my car was there. And I was like, no, don't run, because I thought I would just get in more trouble. Yeah. Then no one ended up running. I convinced everyone to stay. Everyone got underages. And I didn't get in any trouble.
That's great, dude. You're a motherfucker for that.
Well, my car fucking... I was so stoned. I was like driving my Explorer around. I was high as fuck. I'm like 17 years old. And then the cops came and everyone started...
What did you tell everyone? We're like, we'll get in more trouble if we run. They're definitely going to just let us go.
One friend had a bag of weed under his foot and like some other kid was like doing coke and like everyone was fucked up and they could have all had plenty of time to get away. And I was like, no, stay, guys. I'll get in so much trouble if you guys leave.
Oh, I really
thought I was going to get in a lot more trouble. And then the guy smelled weed in my car. And that was when I think I said that before. My friend told he like looked at me and winked and was like, officer, these guys were blowing weed into our car and making fun of us for not smoking weed. And I was like, oh, we're going to jail. And the guy was like, what a bunch of dicks. And I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, I remember saying that and a bunch of kids got arrested. And I was like, my bad.
When I got in that accident, I got in a car accident after we were drinking. And the cop was like, it smells like vodka in your car. And I was like, oh, it's just mint skull. And he was like, really? Let me see a can. And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. So I fished under my seat, dude.
Wow.
Found an old can, gave it to him, and he didn't open it because it was empty, thankfully. Just smelled the outside. I was like, yeah, that's probably it. Which is like, damn, dude.
Fuck.
That's what you get for being a slob.
Yeah.
You get out of crime.
That's coming handy.
Find it. That is one thing that's good about being a hoarder.
Yeah, it's tough for them to look around your car, too.
You have supply eyes. Okay. All right, let's call it, dude.
Yep.